Very good. So anyway, we're happy to get started again this afternoon. And Julie has just told us a little bit about her family and the message of God getting into her family. And that's good to hear.
那再次欢迎大家，欢迎大家。Julie刚才告诉我们一点点关于她家里的情况，有神的信息而传递到她家里去了。这个对我们的时候是很高兴听到这样的情况。
So let's start out with a word of prayer, and then we'll carry on our studies in the book of Revelation, chapter 9.
我们开始祷告，祷告以后开始学习启示录的第九章。
Lord, we just pray that you will continue to help us and work in and through us.
我们就祷告，就是您会继续的帮助我们，从我们里面心里动工。
And Lord, we're thankful that the Spirit of God is stirring and moving in the life of Julie's family.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，感恩那神的圣灵呢，在Julie的家里呢做工并且搅动。
And Lord, we're thrilled that Julie's mother-in-law is at least responding in somewhat to the message that she's hearing from Peter.
主啊，我们非常感恩的是Julie的婆婆呢，她也就是说，从某种方面对那个Peter，她的儿子Peter给她做出传递的福音呢，做出了反应。
Lord, we pray that she will not only weep, but that she will indeed trust the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior.
主啊，我们祷告就是说，她奶奶呢，这个Julie婆婆呢，不光是流泪，而是要接受，从心里接受主耶稣基督为她的救。
She's very sick, Lord, and she's also very old, and therefore she needs the miraculous hand of God upon her to sustain her in health and strength.
所以呢，他现在呢也是非常年龄非常大，也非常病得非常重，所以他需要呢神的圣灵呢，继续的持续做一个神奇的一个保守，让他呢在健康方面和他的精神方面。
And if that be your will, Lord, we pray that indeed you will raise her up to health and strength.
所以呢，主啊，如果这是您的旨意，求您呢，就是让他的病好起来，给他力量。
But more importantly, Lord, is her spiritual welfare, and we pray that she will receive the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and belief.
所以呢，更重要的呢，是他属灵的状态。 我们祷告呢，他可以那个，就是从心里悔改，然后呢接受主，相信主。And
we pray for Peter, Lord. We're thankful that he is repeating the story of salvation to his grandmother, or yes, to his grandmother. But Lord, we pray that he will indeed accept it himself, that he will turn to the Lord in repentance and have newness of life.
所以主啊，我们也为Peter祷告，因为我们感谢他，也不断的重复的救恩的故事给他的奶奶。但是我们也为他自己祷告，他自己呢，也要真正的就是从心里呢接受救恩。And
Lord, we pray for Julie's husband that he will not just pray some words of prayer. We pray that he will truly be repentant, that he will truly believe, and that somehow you will resolve the multitude of the problems in his life, but especially, Lord, may he turn to the Lord for forgiveness and salvation.
主啊，我们就说呢，也为Julie的祷告，就是他不光是说是把那个祷告的词给说出来，而且要从内心的真正的悔改，然后转向主，然后这样主就会赐福给他，赐福给他，他就会在他人生中的很多的 麻烦的都会迎刃而解，而且我们也祷告，就是他能够真正的从心里呢接受救恩和接受我们的主。And
we pray for Julie and Chloe that they will be able to communicate the truth of God to all in the family, Lord.
所以主啊，我们也为Julie和Chloe祷告，就是他们有这样的能力， 去跟他们家里的把神的真理跟他所有的家人沟通。
May they know what to say, and may they have grace and wisdom to say it in such a way as it will bring forth the fruit of repentance.
也让他们有这样的智慧去说，也让他们有这样的力量，就是说知道怎么去说，这样呢，他们说出去的东西能够带来真正的悔改和救恩。
And Lord, we pray for the many who are in similar circumstances. Many of our relatives are in difficult health today and difficult spiritual condition. Lord, move in the family of God, we pray.
主啊，我们也为很多的类似情况的我们的家人祷告。他们很多人呢是在健康方面呢，还是在灵力的健康方面都有问题，所以求您呢就是赐给我们智慧，让他们传给他们福音，让他们也能真正的悔改，得到救恩。
And now, Lord, we're going to turn to the Word of God. We pray that it will speak by the Spirit of God to the hearts of each one.
主啊，我们再次要翻开圣经，我们就说呢，真正的说神的圣灵呢，跟我们每一个在座的人的心里说话。
And we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all this afternoon.
再次欢迎大家今天晚上下午。
We have been studying, as most of you know, in the book of Revelation.
所以我们一直在学习那个启示录，你们大家都知道的。
And we've noted that there were seven seals, and each of those seals began to bring forth judgments from the Lord.
我知道有七个印，那个每一个印呢，都把主的那个审判带到世界上来。
In the seventh seal, there were seven trumpets.
在七个印里面有七个号。
And each of those trumpets brought forth judgments from the Lord.
每一个号角呢，也会把主的审判带到世界上来。
Last week we were reading in the ninth chapter the story of the fifth and the sixth trumpet.
上个星期呢，我们读到启示录第九章呢，第五个和第六个号角。
And those judgments are so significant that they are actually referred to not just as the fifth and sixth trumpet, but they are referred to as the firstAnd the second woe.
因为这个呢，第五个和六个号角的是如此的重大，他们光重大意义不光是在第五和第六个号角上，而且说第五个和第六个号角他们带来两个灾难。
And we notice in this second woe that problem was that that the story of hell itself was opened and the powers of hell were released upon the earth.
因为我们知道这个第二个那个灾祸呢，就是实际上呢那个地狱被打开了，地狱的那个能力呢，就是影响全人呢，就溢出来，溢到世界里来了。
I made a mistake. That was in the first woe, the fifth.Trumpet that the powers of hell were released.
他刚才讲错了，那个是第一个那个就是第五个那个号角吹响以后，他所带来的力量。
And then in the sixth woe, the armies of the world are released to kill one another.
所以第六个号角呢，就是第二个灾难呢，就带来了，就是那些军队被释放到世界上来了，他们要杀死很多人。
And the death toll probably was near one third of the people living in the world at that time.
所以呢，这里呢，大概呢，就是有世界上活，住在世界上三分之一的人会被杀掉。
And we estimated that that would probably be about 2 million people, 2 billion people dead.
我们估计了一下，大概呢就是20亿人会死。
And then we ended up last week considering the last two verses of Revelation chapter 9, and I'm going to read them again to you.
上个星期我们结束的时候呢，是在两个第九章，启示录第九章最后两节经文，要为大家读一下。
It says, the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders, their magical arts, their sexual immorality, and their thefts.
第二十节是这样讲的，其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的，还是去敬拜魔鬼和那些不能看、不能听、不能走金银铜石木的偶像，又不悔改他们那些谋杀、邪术、淫乱、偷窃的事儿。
And if you're like me, you find those verses very hard to believe.
如果你像我一样，你会发现呢，这两节经文很难理解。
How could people be so resistant to the Lord as to not believe when such punishments fall?
人们可能怎么这样去抵挡主，当这些所谓这么严重的灾害和这么的惩罚从主来的时候？
It teaches us that sin is extremely addictive.
所以呢，这个告诉我们，那个罪是极度的上瘾的。A
drunkard has proven that to us. He knows that liquor destroys him, but he continues to go back to it.
所以一个醉鬼呢，酗酒的人呢，也是告诉我们这样一个事实，就是说他知道是因为酒精呢摧毁了他，但是他仍然要回去酗酒。The
drug addict knows that, and he continues to go back to what he has become enslaved to.
另外这个吸毒上瘾的人呢，也是一样的，他一直就回去呢，去吸那些毒，就是毒让他成为毒品的奴隶。That
is also true of what are referred to here as the sexual immoral. The sexually immoral are very frequently continually practicing their evil.
这个呢，同样是讲到这些淫乱，行淫乱这个事呢，通常是持续的，那些人不愿放弃的，一直在他的邪恶里面行的。And
the last thing is true of thievery.
所以呢，最后一件事呢，也是真的，它就是偷窃。
It is true that many, many people who are guilty of thievery in our day have been arrested for thievery many, many times.
所以在当今世界呢，也是证明了这一点。我们的当今世界有很多人因为偷窃呢被抓去了，就定了罪，被抓进监狱，他们还仍然的偷窃了许多许多次。
So what is the lesson that we must learn from all of this?
对刚才讲的所有的一切，我们可以从里面学到什么样的教训呢？
And the answer is, don't let sin get started.
答案是不要让罪开始。
When the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they were told to destroy the Canaanites, and they were to destroy everything associated with evil Canaanite worship so that they would themselves not be plagued by it.
现在当以色列人进到应许之地迦南的时候呢，他们被告知要杀死所有的迦南人，而且要破坏所有的那些毁摧毁所有的迦南人所就是敬拜的那些宗教的东西、邪恶的东西，这样呢，以免他们自己呢会被感染上。
Sin is very like a highly contagious and very destructive disease.
罪呢是一个极具 缠染性和毁灭性的疾病。
There are certain diseases, COVID being in part one of them, certain diseases that can be very, very bad, and so we try to keep people isolated from it.
这里有些疾病呢，就像新冠一样，就是非常非常的严重，非常非常具备传染性，所以人呢都需要隔离。
And so the instructions of the Lord are, don't learn about sin, don't talk about sin, and don't ever begin to practice sin, because it will ultimately enslave.
所以呢，这神给我们的指示呢，就是说呢，你不要去学习罪，你也不要去，甚至连谈都不要谈罪，甚至呢，就不要去实践那些罪。如果你开始行你的罪的以后呢，你最终呢就会成为罪的奴隶。
He who commits sin, the Lord Jesus said, becomes a slave to that sin, and these verses prove that point.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，犯了罪的人呢就变成了罪的奴隶。这两节经文呢就证明了这一点。
Well, now another story. There are lots of things told us in the book of Revelation about the last days. Here's some other truths in chapter 10 about the last days and the judgments of God.
启示录里呢，告诉了我们很多很多的这样的是真理。那么说呢，在末日的时候，那么在第十章呢，也告诉了我们这些，就是几样在最后的日子末日里所要发生的事情。
And so I'm going to read now the first four verses of chapter 10.
我准备把那个启示录第十章的前面四节给大家读一下。
John says, Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun. His legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea, his left foot on the land, and he gave a shout, or a loud shout, like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down.
启示录第十章一到四节，第一节说呢，我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着人云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱，他手里拿着小书卷是展开的，他左右脚踏海，左脚踏地，大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫。呼喊完呢，就有七雷发生。七雷发生之后，我这样写下来，就听见从天上有声音说：“七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”
So the question would be, what are these thunders?
所以问题是这个雷是什么呢
？We've had seven seals, we've had seven trumpets, now we get seven thunders.What would they be all about?
所以我们有七个封印，七个号角，然后现在我们有七个雷，那这七个雷是什么呢？
And in the Bible, the word thunder is usually associated with what we know it to be in real life, and that is a warning of something bad to come.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，通常这个雷声呢，在我们的真实的生活中呢，这也是这样的，就是雷声呢，通常是一个警告，警告就是说有什么糟糕的事情要发生了。
In our day, thunder reminds us that two things could happen. Number one, there could be lightning, and that lightning could light fires. There could be much destruction. From the lightning.
在我们当今的这个雷声呢，有两件事情可能发生。当打雷的时候，第一个呢就是闪电。闪电呢，它打在地上以后呢，有可能你在地上引起火灾，破坏一些东西。
And number two, the thunder could imply that very heavy rains and hail, destructive rains and hail, may very well be coming shortly.
And then, 第二个呢，就是雷声呢。它有可能预示着，就是说呢，暴雨要降临，或者说是冰雹要降临，在很短的时间内。
So John is here told that there were seven thunders. I'm going to call them just seven very, very serious warnings. And it's interesting, the Bible is full of warnings.
因为将来那个约翰告诉我们在这里呢就是有七个雷声。七个雷声呢我们会它称之为七个重大的警告。这个是非常有趣的，在圣经里呢是充满了警告的。
Sometimes in life, we have an excuse for doing something wrong, and we say, well, I didn't know, nobody told me, I wasn't aware that it was wrong.
所以呢，有时候在我们的人生里呢，我们做错的事我们会找一个借口。我们说啊、哦，这个事情我本来我不知道做错了，我也不知道我做错的是我的事情是做错了，因为我不知道根本就不知道这件事是错的。
But the Bible is an extremely wonderful book in that over and over and over again we get warnings.
圣经呢，其实一个。极其的奇妙的书，因为在圣经里我们不断的一遍一遍的被警告。
A mother, a father often give many warnings to their family. Don't touch this, don't eat that, don't go there.
所以呢，在家里一个父亲或者一个母亲呢，通常会给他们的家人警告，就是不要摸这个，不要吃那个，不要到那里去。
And it's wonderful that we do get the warnings. And so each of us look back and realize that when we were little children, we were saved from all manner of harm and danger because we got a warning and we heeded the warning and we didn't get into trouble.
那这个呢，如果我们回顾我们的人生呢，我觉得呢，就是你能够得到警告是一件非常好的事情。因为你去往回看，如果不是因为那些警告啊，那些那么说呢，你会就会受到很多的伤害。正是因为有这些警告呢，我们才能避免了很多的伤害和做错很多事。
Now here we're not told what the warnings are, and I guess it doesn't really matter what they are. All we know is God is warning the people on the earth. He's saying to them, listen.We're getting awfully close to the point of no return. You must turn and trust the Savior. You must follow the Lord because the judge is coming and he will execute his judgment.
这里呢，我们并没告知这个警告是什么，但是实际上呢，这个我认为这是不重要的，因为神呢一直就是在警告我们，在这里给我们发出了重大的警告，就是这个事情呢，就是已经发生到一种可能是不归的路上去了，就所以呢，你这个时候你要转向主，你要信主，你要不断的在听这个神发出来的警告。
But that all raises the question, who is this mighty angel?That we read about in the first two verses, first three verses.
现在现在的问题就是说，我们在前面的三节经文里读到的呢，谁是这一位大力的天使
？The word angel in the Bible literally means a special messenger, someone special sent on a particular message.What is he going to say? What is going to come? An angel is a special messenger.
所以在天使在圣经里呢，文字上的意思就是说呢，是一个特别的信使，就是说是某人把他们派出来，让他们传递一些特别的信息的这样的人叫做天使。
Sometimes in the Bible, the messenger is accompanied by substantial power in order to not only proclaim the message, but to effectuate that message, to make the message real.
有时候在圣经里呢，这些天使呢，他不光是来传递信息，他同样带着极大的权能。他带着权能的不是就是让他呢不光是说宣布这个信息，同样呢让他有这样的能力去执行这个信息，来证明这个信息是真的。
And many in the Bible, many Bible scholars suggest that this particular angel could be no less than the very Lord Jesus Christ himself.
也很多的那个圣经的学者呢，他们认为呢，在这个地方呢，这一位达利的天使呢，是不是别人，就是主耶稣基督他本人。
Just follow me as we read the descriptions of him. He's a mighty angel coming down from heaven. That would be true of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我呢，你跟随着我来看看是怎么描述他的。就是我又看见另一位大力士，大力的天使从天降下来。这个呢，是主耶稣基督也是从天上降下来。
He was robed with a cloud, and that certainly was true of God in the days of Moses in the wilderness.
所以呢，这个呢，他披着云彩，这个呢，当然也是在摩西的那个年代呢，神在旷野里向他们显现的时候的。
He had a rainbow above his head, and that was true of God in the story of Noah and the flood.
所以呢，他的头上呢有彩虹，这个呢也是说是在挪亚时代呢，在那个大洪水来的时候，神也是这样显现。
His face was like the sun, and that's exactly what the apostle Paul said when he saw him on the road to Damascus.
所以呢，他的脸面像日头，这个呢也是恰恰是像那个使徒保罗在那个他去大马士革的路上看见主的时候的那个样子。
His legs were like fiery pillars, and that is true of the Lord Jesus as he moves through the judgment that he allows to come on the earth. The judgment doesn't affect him.
这个呢，他的两脚像火柱，这个也是事实，就是当主耶稣基督呢把那个审判带到地球上来的时候，他向地球实行的审判，但这个审判呢所产生的影响就影响不到他自己。
Now verse 2 says, he was holding a little scroll or a little book, which lay open in his hand.
第二节说呢，他手里拿着小书卷是展开的。
And we're not told precisely what that book is, but it does say he planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land.
这个呢，我们并没告知那个小书卷是什么书，但是呢，我们被告知他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
Okay, he is a big angel, and he's in charge of what's going on the land, and he's in charge of what's going on in the ocean. He is a big angel.
他是一个非常大的天使。他是掌管海里的一切的，掌管地上的一切的，所以这个呢，他是一个非常大的天使。
He gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion.
大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫。
And then when he shouted, the seven thunders spoke. So these thunders, these warnings,came out very like the roar of a lion.
所以呢，他喊完了就七雷发声，所以这个七个雷的响声呢，就像一个狮子在吼叫。
If you heard a lion roar, what would you do?
如果你听到一个狮子吼叫，你会怎么做呢？
I run as fast as I could.
我就跑得越快越好。
I don't want to stay and play with the pussycat if he's a lion.
因为我不想留下来和一个像一个狮子这样的猫在那里玩。
But what about this little book?
这个小书是什么呢?
All right, so we're going to read now the next four verses, 5 through 7. That's three verses, 5 through 7.
因为我们要读下面的三节经文，5到7节。
It says, then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven.
第五节说，我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来。
And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay.
第六节说，那指着那创造天和天上之物、地和地上之物、海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的，岂是说不再单言了？
And verse 7, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets.
七节说呢，但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。
So what is he saying? He's saying, there's not going to be any more delay. The judgment of God that is going to befall the earth is about to come in its finality. We're not holding off any longer.
这个呢，所以讲到的就是说，他讲的这个警告呢，就是说不会再单言了。那么神的审判呢，会很快就降在地球上。他这个在审判呢，不会像
The seven thunder warnings all saying judgment is coming very soon. Now, this angel says there will be no more delay. This is it. It's coming.
因为这个呢，七个雷声呢就一直在讲警告，说神的审判要降临了。那么现在呢，这个天使呢就说呢不再有耽搁了。
When's it going to come? It's going to come in the days of the seventh trumpet. What are the days today? The days of the sixth trumpet, he says. You've heard the sixth trumpet. You've heard the seven thunders. And the seventh trumpet is about to blow. That will be the culmination of the judgment.
所以那个叫审判呢，会什么时候会来？就是在第七个号吹响的时候，第七个号吹响之后呢，这个巨大的审判就会降临。那么他现在说话的时候是在什么时候呢？是在第六个号吹响的时候。他说那个那审判什么时候开始？当你听到七个雷声响了以后，警告的雷声响了以后呢，第七个号就会吹响。第七个号一吹响以后呢，这个审判呢马上就会降临在地球上，不会单言。
And the question is, what judgment is that going to be? Answer, it's going to be the judgment of Revelation, but it's going to be the judgment prophesied by all the prophets up to this point. They were all saying, God will come and judge. Now it's going to happen.
这个审判是什么审判呢? 实际上这个审判当然是启示录里的审判。但这里所讲的呢，是在所有的先知、众先知他们预言过的这样的审判，都会在第七号吹响以后，所有的预言的这个审判，就是这个时候就要降临在地球上。But
we've still got this little book.
但我们仍然有这个小书卷。
So verse 8 says, then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me once more.
第八节呢，就说呢，我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说。
It says, go take this scroll, this little book that lies open in the hand of the angel who's standing on the sea and on the land.
他说那你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。
So I asked him, so I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll, the little book. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. So I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. And when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour.
然后第九节说，那我就走到那天池那里，对他说，请你把小书卷给我。他对我说，你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子里发苦，然而在你口中要甜如蜜。我从天使手中拿，把那小书卷接过来吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子觉得发苦。
So the question is, what is that little book, that little scroll?
问题就是呢，那个小书卷呢，它到底是什么呢？
And most Bible scholars agree that it is a reference to the very Bible itself.
很多的圣经学者呢，他们同意呢，说这个小书卷就是圣经。
So you've got a Bible in front of you. When you read the Bible, how do you feel?
所以呢，你们跟前都有一本圣经。当你读圣经的时候，你感觉怎么样？
Well, actually, when you read the Bible, you usually feel pretty good, don't you? And you say, this is wonderful. All these promises in this book, all these promises, even of coming judgment, they're all so wonderful.
所以呢，当你读这本书的圣经的时候，你会发现呢，你说有时候你会觉得，哎呀，这个太好了，这里面太这么多的神的在圣经里的应许呢，都会成为事实。这个圣经书太好了。
And so when you read it, it tastes like honey. But the fact is that these judgments are going to come, and they're going to be, excuse me, they're going to be very heavy, and many people will be very distressed and heartbroken. And so the result will be a bitterness or a sour taste in your stomach because you say lots of people are going to suffer.
这个呢，首先呢，就是当你读这个圣经的时候，你读的是以后呢，你觉得真的是甜如蜜。但是当你读的圣经里面这些审判的时候呢，你就知道呢，在审判日的时候呢，很多人呢，他都要心碎，很多人呢都要遭受极大的苦难，很多人呢都要承受痛苦。所以呢，从这个方面来说呢，你会觉得这个是在你内心呢是非常的苦的或者是酸的。
And so you and I read it and we say, this is wonderful for me, but this is going to be terrible for those I love. And you think about your family, you think about your friends, you think about others you don't even know, and you say, these judgments are going to be very heavy on them, and that makes you feel bad.
你这个呢，就是说呢，当你读到这些审判的时候呢，你说对我自己来说的是，我不接受这个审判是好的。但是呢，我那些爱的家人呢，我那些朋友们呢，还有其他的那些不幸的人呢，那些审判呢，会重重的落在他们身上，然后呢，他们会接受极大的审判。从这个意义上来说呢，你的内心又会感到很苦。
So John reads it. John takes the book and he eats it.And he realizes how wonderful it will be for him, how wonderful for others, but how terrible and tragic for those who reject it. So for him, it's sweet to the taste and sour in the stomach.
因为呢，当时呢，使徒约翰他读了这个书，他把这个书拿进来呢，吃了以后，在他口中甜如蜜。他这个呢，对我来说，或者对其他的那信徒来说是非常好的。但那些拒绝了主耶稣基督的人来说呢，是非常的严重的，非常严肃的，非常痛苦的。所以呢，这个时候呢，他也感觉呢，在他肚子里是酸苦的。
And then verse 11 says logically, then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.
第十一节呢，这个逻辑就介绍了。他对我说呢，你必指着多国、多民、多方言、多王再说预言。
And I believe the word is not just you must prophesy about many languages, people, people, languages, nations, and kings. You must not just prophesy about them, but you must prophesy to them.
那个我刚才讲的这个，他对你的信息呢，不光是说跟他们说一下，而是你要对他们说。
And that's the way it is with us. We read the Bible, we understand the prophecies of God, and therefore we prophesy about them and we prophesy to them. We tell people about what's going to happen, and then we tell people what they must do. We speak about them, we speak to them.
因为这个里面呢，就像我们读圣经一样的，我们都是现在，我们读到圣经里面这些预言呢，我们就对我们周围的人呢说关于这个圣经里面的预言。但是我们不光是跟他们说关于圣经的预言，我们还是要告诉他怎么去做。然后呢，就是这个意义上呢，我们不光是告诉他这个关于这件事，我们还要告诉去告诉他们这件事情，让他们做反应。
So, in the book of Revelation, we have what we call this tribulation period, and it is a period of 7 years.
现在在那个启示录里书里呢，我们的被告知有一个大灾难的期间，这个大灾难期间是这个大约七年。
During these 7 years, we get the seven seals, we get the seven trumpets, we get the seven thunders, we're going to get the seven bowls or vials, and they will all come. That takes place in that 7 year period.
现在在这个七年的大灾难期间呢，我们有七个封印、七个号角，然后呢七个雷声、七个警告。所以呢，这样呢，实际上这个时候这警告呢，都发生在这个大灾难这个期间。
But there are a lot of other things that are going on at the same time, not just the blowing of the trumpets or the opening of the seals. Many things are going on in the world at the same time. And we're entering now in chapter 10 for several chapters in Revelation. We're entering into a look at many of those things that are going on at that same time.
大灾难的那个七年之间呢，不光是有号角吹响，不光是有封印被解开，实际上当时呢有很多很多其他的事情同时呢也会发生。所以从第十章开始呢，我们就被告知一些关于那些在那个号角和灾难发生的时候同时发生的一些事情。
All right, so in the 11th chapter, we have some of these things that are going on at the same time. First of all, John was given a reed, like a measuring stick or a measuring rod. And he was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there.
启示录第十一章里开始告诉我们这些同时发生的事情。启示录第十一章第一节说，有一个伪子赐给我，就是这个使约翰，当作两度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的坛和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。So
in simple terms, he had to go to the temple and measure it, see what was going on there.
简单说呢，他必须呢走到那个圣殿里，然后呢来量一量，看那里发生了什么。But
of course that posed a problem for John, because you see there was no temple.
所以呢，你发现呢，这里对，你发现在这个时候呢，其实在使徒约翰面前摆着一个问题，问题呢就是在那个时候呢还没有圣殿。
John wrote this epistle or this book of Revelation probably around the year 80 or 90, it was written after the destruction of the temple.
但实际上当时的使徒约翰写这篇启示录的时候是在公元后的大概80到90年的这个时候，实际上这个时候在这之前呢，这整个圣殿是被完全摧毁了。
The temple was destroyed in AD 70. And since that time, there has been no temple.
所以呢，圣殿呢是在公元后的70年被摧毁了。死了以后呢，就再也没有圣殿。
So this prophecy presents a big problem to John. He says, well, how can these witnesses go and how can I go and measure the temple if in fact there isn't a temple to measure?
人在这里呢，现在在使徒约翰面前就摆着一个问题，他就说呢，如果那里没有一个圣殿，我怎样去量一个圣殿？
So in fact now, he goes and measures a temple that he can see, a temple in the vision, but in fact he could not measure the real temple in the world because there was none.
所以呢，这里呢，实际上就是使徒约翰呢，是在他在异象中看见的那个圣殿，他可以去量那个圣殿，并不是说他要去量一个实实在在在地上不存在的一个圣殿。
But that's not just a problem for John. That's a problem today. You can't go and measure the temple today.
这个不光是呢对使徒约翰是个问题，对我们今天人来说也是个大问题，因为今天你不可能到圣殿里去量圣殿。
There is no temple today.
因为今天根本就没有圣殿。
So what do you make of this book, the Bible, anyway? Talking about something that's going to happen very soon when there isn't even a temple there. How can you measure the temple if there is no temple?
这个圣经里现在讲的是什么呢？就是说要去量一个将要来的圣殿。如果那你没有一个圣殿，你怎么样去量一个圣殿？
So that was a big problem for John. And it's a big problem for the Christian who reads the Bible today. But it's also a big problem for Israel.
现在这里呢，是当时呢，对使徒约翰来说是一个大问题，也对我们当今的读圣经的人呢，说呢，也是个大问题。同样呢，对以色列整个民族来说也是个大问题。
The Jews today say, we got a big problem. We don't have a temple. We need a temple.
犹太人说呢，我们现在有个大问题。大问题呢，因为我们没有圣殿，但是我们确实需要一个圣殿。
So the Jews say, all right, we're going to get a temple. We are going to build a temple. That's what they're saying in Jerusalem today.
然后犹太人说呢，好吧，那我们就要重建圣殿。这就是当今在耶路撒冷城里的犹太人他们所想做的。
But they've got another problem. The Bible says there's only one place that they can build a temple.
所以他们还有另外一个问题。那个问题就是圣经说呢，他们只能在一个地方建立圣殿。
And that place is controlled by not the Jews and not the Christians, it's controlled by the Muslims.
实际上那个地方呢，今天呢，不被那个犹太人控制，也不被那个基督徒们控制，而是被穆斯林控制着。
And the Muslims are so possessive that they won't even allow a Jew to walk on the Temple Mount where this temple is going to have to be built. They won't allow any Jew there.
所以呢，这些穆斯林呢，他们是如此的那种就是严格，他们就是说呢，甚至他们都不让任何一个犹太人在要建圣殿的那个山上，让他们一步都不能让他们踏进去。
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, one of the cabinet ministers from the Jewish government, the Israeli government in Jerusalem. One of those cabinet ministers actually went up to that location, and it caused an international furor.
实际上呢，就是几个星期之前，就是在新闻上看到以色列的一个内阁的一个部长，实际上呢，他到了那个圣殿山上去，这样呢，几乎就引起了整个世界国际性的冲突。
You say, well, what's the big deal? Why couldn't somebody just walk on a piece of real estate? If I went to China, I could probably go for a walk in Beijing, or I could walk down the streets in Shanghai.
所以呢，你说这意思是什么问题呢？就是这不就一块地皮吗？为什么一个人不能在这块地皮上走呢？如果我今天去中国，我当然可以在北京市里走，当然也可以在上海市里走路。Why?
What's going on? And God, as a prophet, has made this particular place where the temple is going to be built, he has made it the center of world attention.
对，那实际上为什么呢? 神呢，通过先知告知的预言的这一块地，就是唯一的这一块地呢，它呢，就是可以建圣殿的这块地呢，成为当今世界的焦点和中心。
At the time of the Six-Day War in 1967, I explained all this to a Jewish friend that I was studying with at university.
所以呢，就是说，在那个1967年发生的六日战争这个当中呢，我其实上就是发生的这样的事情。我当时呢，就跟我在一起的那个学习的大学的犹太人解释了这样一件事情。He
said to me, Harold, I'm a Jew, and I'm a Jew from Jerusalem. But he said, we Jews in Jerusalem, we don't believe all that stuff in the Bible. We don't believe about the rebuilding of the temple to worship God.
因为他是Harold，我是个犹太人，我从犹太耶路撒冷来的犹太人，我们在所有的耶路撒冷犹太人都不相信圣经里所写的那些事情，也不关心，就是说，不相信圣经里说会成建圣殿这件事儿。
I said to him, do you think that the rebuilding of the temple is important to the Jewish people or not?
所以呢，我就跟他说，那你认为重建圣殿的犹太人呢，是重要的呢，还是不重要的？
Oh yes, he says it's very important to us because he said that the temple is the center of our culture.
但是当然呢，这个对我们犹太人呢是非常重要的，因为圣殿是我们整个犹太人的文化的中心。We
don't believe in God, he said, but we believe that we must have a temple because our culture is built around the temple. We must have a temple.
而我们不相信神，但是呢，我们相信呢，我们必须有一个圣殿。 因为我们所有的文化呢，都是沿着圣殿建立起来的。But
that was a long time ago, almost 60 years ago. What's happened since then?
这个是很长时间以前说的发生的，大概是六十多年前发生的。那么今天的情况是什么样的呢？
We still don't have a temple.
我们仍然没有圣殿。
But they want a temple.
他们想建个圣殿。
So when I was in Jerusalem the last few times, I used to always go along to the Temple Institute. I'm not sure precisely what its name is, but there I could see that the Jewish people had prepared many, many things for worship once the temple is rebuilt.
因为我 在很多年前，我去过以色列很多次。每次去的时候呢，我都要去那个圣殿博物馆，我不知道到底应该把它叫成什么。实际上，他们在那个圣殿博物馆里面呢，预备了很多的东西，当 那个圣殿重建的时候，他们可以把那些东西放在圣殿里，开始他们的敬拜。
When the temple is rebuilt, they're going to blow a particular trumpet called the shofar, and they're going to blow that trumpet. I have seen the trumpet they're going to blow.
原来当圣殿重建的时候，他们要吹一个特别的呢号角，他们的号角是 shofar。但是呢，我确实看见了，如果他们重建的圣殿，他们要吹的那个特别的号。
All the priests are going to have special types of clothes. I've seen some of the clothes that they've made for the priests to wear.
然后呢，所有的那些祭司呢，都要穿一个特别的服装。所以呢，我也看见了呢，所有的那些祭司准备的，要穿的那些服装，他们都准备好了。
The high priest is going to have a plate of gold on his forehead, same as Aaron had. It's going to be on his forehead, and it's going to read, Holiness to the Lord.
现在那些最高祭司呢，他们头上呢，要戴一个金牌。金牌呢，就是说，实际上就像亚伦那个时候戴的那个金牌一样，金牌上写着字，就是说，圣洁，献给神。
I have seen that plate.
我也看见了这个牌子。
Now here's our verse. John, go measure the temple. It was not built then, it's not built now, but it is going to be built. No question, it'll be built.
所以呢，现在呢，使徒约翰要去测的这个圣殿呢，过去没有建起来，现在也没建起来，但是毫无疑问，他将来呢，这个圣殿要建立的，所以呢，他要去测量那个圣殿。
And here we are in the year 2023, and we're very, very close to the announcement that the temple will be built. All we've got to do is get the Jews and the Muslims.To negotiate some sort of a pact that will allow that temple to be built. It'll be coming very soon.
因为今年呢是2023年，实际上这个事情呢，很快就会发生。所有的呢，我们要等待的呢，就是说是犹太人和穆斯林人呢，他们坐下来一起协商，然后他们达成了一致的意见，最后呢，他们以某种方式。圣殿呢建立在那个现在穆斯林控制的圣殿山上，所以呢他很快就会要建。
Verse 2 says, But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it's been given to the Gentiles.
第二节说呢，只是殿外的院子要留下，不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的。
So part of the agreement that will allow the temple to be rebuilt will be that around the temple, the Gentiles will be able to do their work. The Jews will have control on the inside, but the Gentiles will be able to work on the outside.
实际上他们能够达成妥协的一部分呢，就是说是圣殿的外面呢，留给外邦人。那么犹太人呢要控制圣殿里面的，那必须在外面圣殿周围呢必须让外邦人去做他们的工，所以呢实际上就是犹太人控制里面，那他们控制外面，这是那个圣殿重建的协议的一部分。
And these Gentiles will trample on the holy city for 42 months.
因为这些外邦人呢要践踏圣城。
So, here's some numbers for you now. How long is 42 months?
这里呢，给大家一些数字。那么42个月是多长呢？
Well, if there's 12 months in a year, 42 months would be 3.5 years, wouldn't it?
所以呢，如果说12个月是一年的话，那么42个月就是3.5年，是不是？
How long is 3.5 years? Well, it's half the distance in a 7-year period. Half of 7 is 3.5. The tribulation is for 7 years, and so this particular story is for half of that 7-year period.
所以呢，三年半呢，实际上就是七年的一半，对不对？七年的大灾难，然后呢，实际上在大灾难期间呢，三年半就是这个大灾难的时间的一半。
And so in the Bible, there are four ways of defining the, seven-year period.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，有四个方面去定义这个七年的灾难。
Sometimes it's referred to as 7 years.
有时候呢，讲到的呢，就是说就是七年。
Sometimes it's referred to as 3.5 years.
有时候呢，就会说呢，这个大灾难是三年半。
Sometimes it's referred to as 42 months.
有时候呢，讲到的是42个月。
And if there are 30 days in each month, then there are 1,260 days in 42 months.Or 3.5 years, or half of 7 years.
现在如果一个月有30天的话呢，那么说呢，实际上呢，42个月呢，它就有1260天。这个呢，就是实际上是3年半，也是7年的一半。
So why do we go into all those details? And the answer is so that when you're reading the Bible and you see those things.You say, aha, this is relating somehow to this great tribulation period that we're talking about.
为什么我们要讲这么多的细节呢？就是讲这么细节都是说呢，当你读圣经的时候，你读到这些数字的时候，你说，aha, 这个就是在讲到三年半的大灾难。
Now the Lord says, and up verse 3, chapter 11, verse 3.He says, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.
这个呢，第三节说呢，我要赐能力给我的那两个见证人，穿着麻衣，说预言1260天。
So how long is 1,260 days?
所以1260天是多长呢
?42 months.
42个月。
Okay, so God's doing something very amazing, and it's precisely organized to the very day.
所以呢神呢做一些非常神奇的事情，他精确到一天。
And so, now, these men, there are two witnesses, verse 4, they are described, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth.
第四节呢，就是说呢，他们就是那两棵橄榄树，两个灯台立在全地之神的前面。
And, I'm just not 100% sure, I just gotta check, give me a minute.But I believe these are referred to in the book of Ezekiel, but I've just gotta confirm that. It's in Zechariah chapter 4, you will read about these two, lampstands and these two olive trees. They are witnesses in the days of Zechariah, and those witnessesIn Zechariah's day are for prefigurements or foreshadowings of what these two will be in the days of Revelation.
因为这个呢实际上是在旧约里第四节的旧约里撒迦利亚书的第四章的第二节三节十一到十四节你们大家自己可以读一下实际上这里讲到的呢提到的就是那两棵橄榄树还有两个灯台。
Now these witnesses are going to be, standing for God. They will stand and proclaim the truth of God in the days of this temple. But what's going to happen is that the temple will be built for the Jewish people, but the, a wicked man. We'll read more about him. The Antichrist will come and he will take control of that temple. But these two witnesses will be there and they will be saying, you're wrong. You're wrong. So the evil one will be associated with the temple and the witnesses will be associated with it. And the two witnesses will tell everybody else that they're wrong if they're not following the Lord Jesus.
对你讲到的是什么呢？讲到的是实际上就是这两个说这两个见证人呢，他们实际上就是在那个大灾难的期间呢，就是在那个圣殿里，那个时候已经有圣殿，那圣殿外面做见证，外面做见证呢，很快呢，那个假基督、敌基督呢，他们带了，到那以后他们占领那个圣殿，占领这个，然后这两个人呢，就是说占领圣殿以后，圣殿呢。 带领那些邪恶势力和圣殿联系在一起，而这两个人呢，就会做见证，做见证说呢，他们呢都是错的，所以他做错，跟圣殿外面的人说，如果他们不跟随着主耶稣基督的话，他们就全都是错的。
So verse 5 says, if anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die.
第五节说，若有人想要害他们，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡想要害他们的，都必这样被杀。So
these people are going to be in the temple area. They're going to be witnessing against the evil of the people of God in the temple, of the people in Jerusalem, of the people in the world. They're going to be witnessing against them. People are going to say, we don't want that anymore. We'll kill you. And these people are going to go, ha. And out of their mouth will come fire and it will destroy their enemies.
这两个人呢，他是做什么呢？他们就在圣殿的周围，在那个地区呢，给神做见证。 人做见证的话呢，这时候呢，有很多的人，很多的人呢都站出来了，要反对他们，不管是在圣殿里面还是在外面的人，要反对他们。反对他们的时候呢，如果这些反对他们的那些人到他面前不接受他们所做的见证的话呢，这两个人会怎么？他就是这样，哈，他嘴里呢就会吹出火来，那这种火呢就会把那些反对他们的人全部给烧死。
Okay, has that ever happened before?
这个在以前发生过吗?
If you read the story of Elijah in 2 Kings, you will find, 1 Kings, I guess, you will find that 50 of Ahab's soldiers came to get him one day, and they said, man of God, you come along here, Ahab wants you. And Elijah said, if I'm a man of God, let fire came down from heaven and destroy you. And God sent fire from heaven. And those 50 men and their captain were all consumed in fire.
这里是实际上在列王记上发生过这样的事情。当时呢，在以利亚，以利亚都在山上，然后那个亚哈王呢想请他下山，他就派了一个，派了50个兵丁，还有一个 队长去请他来，他说：“哎，你这个属神的人，你下来，因为我们的王需要你。”然后以利亚说：“如果我是属神的人，那么说让天上降下火来烧死你们。”结果说完了，天上就降下火来，把那50个兵丁连着他们的队长一同都给烧死。
It happened before, and it's going to happen again.
所以以前发生过，会再次发生。
Now, verse 6 says, these men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying.
第六节说,这二人有权柄,在他们传道的日子叫天必塞不下雨。
That's interesting. The same thing was true of Elijah, wasn't it? Elijah said to Ahab, it's not going to rain until I say so. And it didn't rain for how long?
实际上这个东西呢，同样也发生在以利亚身上，是不是？以利亚当时他跟那个亚哈王说呢，说如果我不说的话， 那它就一直不会下雨。那么说呢，那个雨没有下雨多长时间呢？
Didn't rain for 3.5 years. That's the same length of time we've been talking about. Didn't rain for 3.5 years.
所以呢，三年半没下雨，这就是我们刚才所讲的这三年半嘛。
It's all very interesting. One of the things is this, that what God has done in the past is often a picture and an outline of what he's going to be doing in the future.
所以这是非常有趣的，神在过去的所行的事情，通常呢，是将来要发生的事情的一个画面，或者是指出了将来要发生的事情。
Or, if you want to know what he's going to do in the future, you find out what he did in the past.
或者说呢，你想要知道神在将来要做什么，那你回去看看神在过去做了什么。
All right, so it won't be raining. Verse 6 ends, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want.
第六节说呢，又有权柄叫水变为血，并且能随时随意用各样的灾祸来攻击这地。
All right, so that's a pretty scary thing too. Moses was empowered by God to bring judgments against Pharaoh. These men are empowered by God to bring judgments against the people who lived in their day.
所以呢，这是一个很可怕的事情。实际上呢，当时的摩西呢，神赐给他权柄去审判那个法老，但是这两个人呢，他们也被赐给权柄来审判当时住在那个世界上的人。
All right, these are very powerful men.
是非常有权柄的人。
These, remember, are the days of great judgment against the world.
这个时候呢，实际上呢，他这些人他住在一个啊，对世界实行大审判的这样一个日子。
Now, I'm just going to interrupt our study at this point for, to make just another comment or two.
所以呢，他今天的准备就停在这里，让大家呢，他要做几点说明。
Up to this point in our study this afternoon, Cindy's friend, Mr. Lee, has been part of our study.
所以呢，在我们今天学习这个的时候呢，Cindy 的一个朋友叫李泰参加了我们的学习。
But I believe that he has left our study. I don't see his name on the screen.
所以呢，我相信呢，他今天呢应该是中途离开了，因为我没有看到他的名字在屏幕上。
And he may very well have found what we said very hard to believe, very hard to understand.
也有可能发现呢，我们所讲到的事情可能非常难理解，或者非常难够相信。
It's true, it's scary stuff.
这个也是事实，因为这是很可怕的事情。
And so we're going to pray now for Mr. Lee and for Cindy, who will speak to Mr. Lee, because he needs to know that this is not just empty words. These are the judgments of God. Our God is a consuming fire. Very hard to believe if you haven't trusted him as your savior.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个啊，我们现在要为那个李泰还有 Cindy 来祷告。祷告就是说呢，因为我们所讲的事情都是非常的难够理解的，但是这是我们，这是事实，是我们神所讲的。所以呢，我们的神呢，他是一个摧毁人、烧灭的火，所以呢，他能烧毁一切。所以呢，要虽然很难理解，但是我们却要相信。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we know that these passages are very, very serious. They're hard to understand sometimes, but they are scary, Lord.
主啊，我们知道这些，我们所讲的几段经文呢，都是非常能够，严重的，也是非常难理解的，同时呢，也是非常让人害怕的。
And we pray, Lord, for Mr. Lee and others like him, who may very well say, this is too hard, it can't be true.
所以呢，我们也为那个李太的祷告，就是说呢，他呢，因为我们有时候是这个呢，太难了，可能不是真的。
Lord, we thank you for Mr. Lee's interest.
所以呢，主要我们也非常感谢那个李太的心，因为对这个感兴趣。
And we pray that he will join the ESL classes tomorrow.
我们祷告他明天呢会加入我们的 ESL 课程。
And we pray that Cindy will have the right words to say to him, and that he will acknowledge that sinners need to be judged, and that the judgment is going to be very severe unless people trust the Lord Jesus.
现在我们也为 Cindy 祷告，求您的赐给 Cindy 智慧，去跟他讲，就是说呢，这些审判呢，这些所有的一切呢，都是非常非常严肃的，就是说呢，除非你信得主，否则你逃不过这些审判。
And so we pray for Mr. Lee and all others like him, Lord, who may be offended. We thank you that it's the truth of God, and we pray that you will be gracious to him and many others like him. May they all find the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
今天我们也为这个李太太有所有的跟他类似的人祷告，就是说呢，他们呢，求您呢，就是满是有恩典给他们，因为他们可能会发现呢，这个是很难理解的，他们可能呢也会被冒犯，但是呢，就是这真的是神的真理，求呢让呢您在他们心里做工，让他们能够相信这样的真理。
And we thank thee now in Jesus' name.
我们向您献上感恩，那是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 All right, let us read just a little more here. verse 6 goes on and says that they have power to turn water into blood.
这里讲到的呢，我们再次读到第六节说，又有权柄叫水变为血。
That's what Moses did. That's what's going to be happening again.Pharaoh met the plagues of the Lord, so these people will meet the plagues of the Lord.
因为这个里面呢是摩西他所行的，对法老所行的，把水变为血。那么会在这里呢再次发生，就是说呢，这两个人也会把神的灾降到这。
Verse 6 says, and they have power to smite the earth, to strike the earth with every kind of plague.As they want.
所以这个第六节最结尾说呢，并且呢，随时随意用各样的灾殃攻击这地。
So these people then have two characteristics. They're in many respects they're like Elijah. In many respects they're like Moses.
所以呢，这两个人呢，他们呢有两方面的相像，就是从很多方面来说呢，他们像以利亚。从很多方面来说呢，他们一个人又像那个摩西。
All right, verse 9 says, 7 says, Now, when they have finished their testimony, these men are going to be witnessing for 3.5 years. When their witness is over, they're finished.
然后呢，第七节说呢，他们做完见证的时候，那从五里坑里上来的兽必与他们交战，并且得胜，把他们杀了。
The time of their witness was 3.5 years.
对他们在那里做见证呢是三年半。
How long was the time of the Lord's witness?
那么主耶稣基督做了多长时间的见证呢？
And we're not precisely told in scripture, but if you calculate it, it's probable that the Lord Jesus Christ, from the time he was baptized until the time he died, was probably 3.5 years.
因为我们实际上圣经里没有告诉我们精确的时间，但是如果你从主耶稣基督受洗那一刻开始，然后他开始传道，一直到他在十字架上为我们而死， 大约呢也是三年半。
Verse 7, now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast, we'll read more about him soon, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower them and kill them.
第七节是他们做完见证的时候，那时候无敌跟你上来收笔语，他们交战，并且得胜，把他们给杀了。Their
bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom, and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified.
第八节说呢，他们的尸首就倒在了大城里的街上，这是按照灵异，叫索罗马，也叫埃及，就是他们的主钉十字架之处。
What city would that be?
你认为这是说明什么呢？
Well, that would be where the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Where was that?
那这个就是主耶稣基督被钉十字架的地方，那个地方是哪里呢？
Well, that was called Jerusalem. So that's where this story takes place.
这个是呢，被称之为耶路撒冷，这就是这故事发生的地方。Why
is it called Sodom?
为什么把它称之为索多玛呢？
Because there was a lot of sin in Sodom.
因为在索多玛里有大量的罪。
The same kind of sin that was in Sodom is going to be in Jerusalem in this day to come.
在索多玛呢，在同样的罪，这个时候呢，在这个时候会发生，同样发生在耶路撒冷。
Israel today is a great nation in many respects, but it is a very immoral nation.
因为以色列国呢，在世界上是一个伟大的国家，但是呢，在他那里有很多不道德的地方。
And it's also like Egypt.
同样的，跟埃及有点像。And
what is the problem with Egypt?
那么埃及的问题是什么呢？
The problem with Egypt is it's a nation that basically lives without God. Pharaoh said, who's the Lord? I'm not going to serve him. And the Egyptians basically all said the same thing. Who's the Lord? We won't serve him. They were in Jerusalem. They had a temple. But they were saying, we're not going to serve the Lord either.
实际上呢，这个以埃及呢，当时法老说呢，谁是主？我不管那个，我们不信主，我们自己那个。 然后那个埃及人同样也说呢，谁是主？我们不管那个，他们是那个国家，就是他们离开了神，他们没有神而活着的那一群人，他们同样在耶路撒冷呢也是这样的。So
for 3 verse 9, for 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial.
第九节说，从各国、各族、各方言、各国中有人观看他们的尸首，三天半，又不许把他们的尸首放在坟墓里。
These men are going to die, and all over the world, the news will be cast immediately.
这些两个人呢，就会死，死了以后呢，实际上呢，当时的那个新闻呢，就会。
How will the news get around that fast?
为什么这个新闻会传得这么快呢?
Do you think it's going to be cell phones?
你认为可能是手机吗?
How did John know there was going to be cell phones?
你认为约翰怎么知道那个时候会有手机呢?
All we know is that he knew that this news would go to every people. Every tribe, every language, every nation, and they will all be able to see it.
所以呢，这个呢，我所有的知道的约翰，他是知道这个新闻呢会传到各国、各族、各方言、各国中，所以呢，所有这些人呢都会能够看到这个画面。Is
the Bible accurate?
圣经是准确的吗？
Does the Bible say things in prophecy?
圣经说预言吗?
No one would know except God.
除了神以外没有人能够知道。
What's going to happen in Jerusalem? Verse 10. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth.
在世界上会发生什么？第十节说，住在地上的人就为他们欢喜快乐，互相馈赠礼物。因这两位先知曾叫住地上的人受折磨。
I call it the devil's Christmas.
我把它称之为魔鬼的圣诞节。
They're going to be sending one another gifts back and forth. Everybody's going to be rejoicing and they'll all say, isn't this wonderful? Those two witnesses from God are gone. We have won the battle over God and they're going to be rejoicing. The devil likes Christmas too, only he's got a better idea. He doesn't want you to think about Jesus. He wants you to think about the beast who was able to kill those two prophet witnesses.
那这个呢，实际上呢，当时呢，他们的人呢，都互相欢呼，让他们互相赠礼物，就像圣诞节一样。他们赠礼物，他们的欢呼说：“哎呀，我们终于战胜了这两个人，这两个人终于死了。”所以呢，他们就像过圣诞节呢一样的欢呼、高兴。但实际上，他们实际上就是他们这样的一个想法是非常糟糕的，因为他们想过圣诞节，但是他们却没有去把我们的主耶稣基督放在里面。
Pretty scary, isn't it?
就非常可怕，是不是？
I only know of one other time when people sent gifts one to another.
我仅仅知道还有另外一个时间，就是人们互赠礼物。
We read about it in the book of Esther. It took place in the days of Purim.
所以呢，我们在以斯帖记里读到的就是在那个普尔节的那一天，他们互赠礼物。
God gave the Jews in Babylon and around the world. God gave the Jews victory over Haman and the Amalekites behind him and the others behind that. God gave them victory. They were so thrilled. They sent gifts to one another.
实际上呢，当时呢，神呢让以色列人整个犹太人呢取得了胜利，他们战胜了希曼，还有后面的那个马勒凯的人，所以这个时候呢。他们犹太人取得了重大的胜利，在普尔节这天，他们互赠礼物。
I'm not sure how and why it happened, but we send gifts to one another at Christmas, and it's a good thing.
所以呢，我不知道为什么怎样发生的，但是在圣诞节期间呢，我们互赠礼物，这是一件好事。
And both of these because God did a wonderful thing. He gave victory to the Jews.In the days of Purim, he brought Jesus into the world at Bethlehem. Two marvelous things.
前面这两个呢都是很好的，因为首先呢，神让犹太人呢取得了决定性的胜利，所以他们在普尔节是互赠礼物。然后在圣诞节呢，神呢差了主耶稣基督道成肉身，这也是一件特别值得好的喜庆的事，所以我们也互赠礼物。这两样是好的节日。
And the devil says, I'm going to get victory the same way. I'll kill the Jews and everybody can send themselves gifts. What a terrible thing.
所以魔鬼说呢，我要照着那样去做，因为我把那两个人杀了以后，把犹太人杀了以后呢，我们也要互赠礼物，欢庆一下。
Well, our time is more than gone.And we're going to carry on there next week, Lord willing. Thank you for your patience today.
所以我们时间呢也早早超过了，我们下个星期呢会从这里下面是一节开始，所以呢感谢大家的时间。
Let's just pray again.
我们再次来祷告。
Lord, again we pray for Mr. Lee and all like him who read the book of Revelation. And Lord, may we all justSay, this is wonderful. It's good to the taste. It's just bitter in our stomach when we realize the implications of it, Lord.
天主啊，我们再次为那个李代和他跟类似的人祷告，就是他们读到这本书的时候呢，他们都会说这本书是一个很好的书，因为这些书其实实际上在我们嘴里的时候呢是甜如蜜，然后读到以后呢，当我们意识到这些结果的时候呢，就是说是在肚子里是苦的，所以这一切的事情呢都是会发生的，很可怕的。
Help us, we pray, to learn the lesson.To heed the warning and to turn and serve the Lord.
你帮助我们学到教训，听到那样的警告，然后转向主。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.